Although Pennsylvania's state ranking is good for average student performance, gaps based on those scores and graduation rates are among the highest nationwide. That's one of the findings of a new RAND Corporation study out today, commissioned by Temple University's Center on Regional Politics. Joining me is Lynn Caroley, senior economist at RAND, and she conducted the study entitled The Economic Impact of Achievement Gaps in Pennsylvania's Public Schools. Lynn, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What were the goals of the study?
The goals of this study were to document the differences in student achievement in Pennsylvania, looking at students defined by their race, ethnicity, their socioeconomic status, parent education. And then once we documented the size of the achievement differences across student groups, to place an economic value on those differences, essentially recognizing the cost to Pennsylvania's economy of having so many students lag in their performance relative to their more advantaged peers.
And what were the metrics by which you measured education performance?
So we looked at two key measures of education performance. One is how students perform on standardized achievement tests, but we also looked at high school graduation rates as another metric of school performance.
What were the findings?
So as an example, when we look at differences between African American and Latino students, who represent about 1/4 of all 8th graders or graduating seniors in high school, we see that they're behind their white counterparts in their proficiency on standardized achievement tests by as much as 24 to 38 percentage points, which translates into an average of about 2 to 3 years of learning. And depending upon which assessment we look at in reading and math, we see the same kinds of gaps when we look at students who are economically disadvantaged compared to their more advantaged peers, higher income students. And we see similar gaps when we look at students defined by parent education.
And then how does the study go about trying to determine the economic costs of those gaps?
Well, we looked at it two ways. We asked, what's the cost to the economy today of having these kinds of achievement differences among individuals who are already working, recognizing that in the past we saw similar kinds of achievement differences in students who today are working. And then we also asked what would be the gains to Pennsylvania's economy if we could close achievement gaps, if we could narrow the differences that we see and see that all students, regardless of their background, achieve at similar levels of high-performing students today.
And then as such, did you attach a dollar value?
So just as an example, we looked at the cost to Pennsylvania's economy in terms of its gross domestic product. That's the value of all the goods and services produced in the state. And we showed that if those gaps in student performance had been closed, say 10 years ago, when we looked to today, we would have seen the level of the economy, its GDP, higher by about 3 to 7%, or that translates into $12 to $27 billion.
Lynn, Temple commissioned this study with the support of business leaders. To whom do they hope this study goes next?
So education policy is something that we know is of great interest to the governor, to the state legislature, but also to mayors across the state, local decision makers, and to the business community as well. This is a topic of great interest to those who want to see Pennsylvania perform at the highest levels in terms of how students do in school and what that means for the future workforce of the state.
Lynn, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's senior RAND economist Lynn Caroley, author of the study entitled The Economic Impact of Achievement Gaps in Pennsylvania's Public Schools.